I was just saying how good things were. things are good. So we're sitting there, and then Tyreek Hill walks in, and he's standing right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his people with him, but Chris was against the wall. Tyreek Hill's right here. We're in the tunnel at the arena, and I'm standing next to Chris along the wall, and Chris just reaches through Tyreek Hill's people and like grabs his arm, and they turn around like, what the fuck? And I was like, no, he's my friend, because I just met him. And I was like, he's good, he's my buddy. And then they walk away, and I was like, Chris, what the fuck was that? And he was like, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid. As soon as he did that, I was like, oh, you're fucking blacked out, dude. What the fuck are you doing?
You know you had a sleeper cell.
He was a full sleeper cell. I had no idea, because I wasn't really talking to him. I was about to go on stage. And then I was like, dude, what the fuck you do? You don't just grab people's arms. He's like, oh, fuck. Then I go on stage. And apparently while I was on stage, Julian Edelman walks by. And Chris goes, can I give you a hug? And he was like, why? And then walked away, and Chris was like, oh, fuck. So then he's coming back through the tunnel.
It's crazy he took it to a why. Be like, state your reason.
I mean, I get it. He doesn't even know the guy.
I know. But
and some guy standing drunk in the tunnel is like, can I give you a hug, man? And then I realized I've hugged every single person that's ever asked for a fucking hug. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And it's funny, like, he was kind of thinking about it. He's like, well, why?
Like, yeah, he's like,
why should I?
Why would I hug you? And then Edelman's coming back in the tunnel, and apparently Chris went for a super low five. He was walking by, and Chris was like, and they said Edelman just was like,
no.
The fuck? And I was like, dude, of course he did that. I would have thought someone was like just purely fucking with me. Like a low five? That's like, are you? I wouldn't have even thought he was giving me a high five.
Also, the risk of pulling a low five away is high.
If I was walking by and somebody was like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
What is this, man?
Anyway, that was Chris's big
fucking sliding a low five. I get wanting the hug.
wanting the hug is nuts. I was like, what the fuck are you asking for a hug for? And he was like, it's Julian Edelman. I love Julian Edelman.
Oh, he's a New Englander.
Yeah. But it's like,
yeah, dude, that's crazy. Loaf, but going for the low five on the slide, being like, look, I get it. You got to keep up appearances. You can't be hugging me right now. Just give me a low five on the slide.
Give me the lowest five. That was the okay. And then he carried that shame all weekend. And he was just constantly just, oh.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that was
because yeah, he's high awareness enough to really analyze that behavior later.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably did it was a thorn in his side.
Yeah, the O'Con man took that one very personally. I think he punched a wall later. It was quality footage. Somebody just sent me a video of him like outside punching a gate, and I was like, oh man. The O'Con man.
Dry skin. Yeah, I do that every now and again. I catch like,
go, Shane, what do you think of that? And I go, yeah, for sure.
You can like see individual skin cells.
I wasn't staring at my skin.
I know. I've been pretty spacey today, too.
I wasn't staring at how red my face is the entire Zoom meeting, just going, Jesus Christ.
Why don't they let you do a different background? They should let you just do a whole different face. That way you're not staring at your own face.
I know.
Face.
I should do cat face. Just put the cat. Yeah. You remember that face. Lawyer? You ever see that lawyer? No. It was during COVID, and an old guy had to call in for a thing, and his grandkids were fucking with the computer, and it was like
cat
a cat. That, like, when he talked, it would talk, and he was like, I'm not a cat. And they're like, yeah, we know. It's classic.
That is pretty good.
I've been fired up, dude.
Football toss, ski ball. But yeah, they have a couple things. Oh, man.
Sounds like a woman.
That's my wife. My wife found out. Oh.
Oh, great. Hey. All right.
Oh. All right. Here we go. Hey. We're podcasting, man.
We'll be right there.
We're in a good place right now, dude. Come on. Dude, we're podcasting for real.
You motherfucker.
What?
It's like when the Raptors found out how to open the doors. It was just a funny joke.
Hang tight. Hang tight. You can play a game. Wait till we cast. You can blaze. All right, later.
Love you. Love you, babe. Love you so much. She's just off her period right now. It's going to be so sick tonight. Dude, I this cracked me up the other day. We were at home, and she was washing Maya and Chloe's hair. She was washing Chloe's hair. Or maybe Maya's. Chloe wanted to watch TV, and she was like, I want to watch Gabby's Dollhouse. And she clapped with every word. And I was like, dude, you see that? To Brittany? And Brittany's like, yeah, she's black. And Chloe looked at Brittany and went, I'm not black. You're black. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Just for a two-year-old to be like, you're fucking black. I'm not black. Fuck off. Just so mad. She doesn't know what it means.
My sister's kids have struggled with this. My sister's kids have been like, when's she going to turn black? to the white kid. And they're like, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, true.
How come she's not black yet?
That's so sick, just waiting. Like, I can't wait till my sister.
Yeah, my sister's going to be black soon. It's going to be sick. The rest of us turn black around 2, 3. That's when I first remember being black. Oh, man.
God damn.
The Blazer awesome. Tag pizza is calling my
name. They're going to be. Yeah. People were tearing them up, dude. They're going to be.
I'm going to fucking rip it apart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Bro. I've been to a lot of kids' parties, and I've been eating, like, just place pizza, and it does fucking slap, dude. You eat a first slice, and you're like, all right. Yeah. Yeah, this fucking rules.
Oh, man.
I haven't done this since I was 12, so.
Laser tag?
Yeah. Shit. I'm psyched.
Dude, this is.
It's been probably a decade for me. Last time I was here, my dad's cum was all over his pants. True. I was literally thought about it as soon as I put these pants on. I was like, ooh. Oh, no. I was driving over. Like, I've been wearing these for a while.
Yeah.
That black light's not going to be kind,
dude,
to
my,
us.
My t-shirt.
Team Fat's going to be in camo. Team Fat's going to be full camo.
Why does cum glow? Yeah,
also, who's cumming in their jeans?
It's magical.
I don't
understand.
Are we sure it's cum?
No, it turned out my dad had prostate cancer. Yeah, I was like, would you cum your pants? He was like, no. Oh, and like a month later, he was like, I have cancer. I was like, oh, sorry, I was making fun of you.
Dude, yeah, but that's
a whole sleeper cell. I had no idea. He was among us.
That is crazy to find out something, like, to not know.
I was like,
somebody's
what the
black.
Fuck happened? He was like, my flight got delayed. I had a couple of whiskeys. I was like, well, it's a long night. It's fucking 7:30.
That's like, how early it was?
It was early, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What happened? Where did his, like, journeys take him that rest of that night? That is super early. Obviously punching the fence or whatever he did.
I don't know. He's good at Irish exiting. He can hit a good Irish goodbye. Like, out of nowhere, you'll just be like, where's O'Connor? And somebody will be like, he got in a car.
Yeah.
He just stumbled out.
He'll also walk.
He'll go
far as Gump. He'll walk, too.
He'll start running.
He'll hit a fucking long walk.
He used to sprint. I forgot about that. I wonder if he still does that.
My favorite thing I've ever seen him do is when I had a party at my house, like, years ago in Philly. And we were all sitting on the roof deck, and he was just wearing headphones. And everyone was like, what are you doing? He was like, just
listening
to
Bob Seger. Yeah. Every single time. He went on a Bob Seger phase for like 3 years where he would listen to Like a Rock. He would get hammered and listen to just songs so good.
I could see at a party, though, kind of just like doing some personal night moves would be decent. Just be like, I'm just charging myself back up for the vibe. Yeah, it's pretty sick. Damn, dude, that's night one.
Night one, yeah. And then that night after Bird's show, me and Zach Bryan did a show at a bar, which was very funny because Zach was like, all right, I'll go first, then you go on and do some stand-up. And I was like, bro, that would be the worst possible show.
Yeah, me first.
Of all time. You can't comedy cannot follow music ever.
Never.
And he was like, all right, man. He's like, it's up to you. Whatever. Like, he's like, that's fine. That'll work. So we go in. It's just a packed college, like, just young kids, packed, standing room only. The stage is like a rug on the floor. There's no stage. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I went on fair to Midland.
Yeah.
very fair to Midland. I was excited to be like, that's it for me, Zach Bryan, everybody. They were like, and then he murdered. While he was killing, I was like, this is crazy.
You thought
I was going to follow that with like a jacking off story?
Yeah. That's impossible.
At the end, it was a small bar, and then in the backyard, there was like a construction area, like in a muddy alley, which is where we went after this, just hung out back there. But from the exit of the bar to the back alley, there was like a pretty big drop. into this construction area. And I literally got to the door. There were people behind me. And I was like, watch out. There's a very big drop here. And I just stepped out and rolled my ankle. I literally looked at what was going to happen. I was like, watch out, guys. You could get hurt on this. Thank God I didn't fall down. I was so close to fall. I really fucked my ankle up on that.
Yeah, dude. How deep? What was you talking, like 12 inches?
Yeah, there were just trenches everywhere back there.
Oh, you guys were in Atlanta?
No, in New Orleans.
I don't know why I kept thinking super. I was sitting there. I don't know what I was doing. I was just like watching TV with my family. And I was like, dude, has anyone ever written a book exclusively about farts? Like the science? And nobody has. I haven't seen it at least.
Like a scientific.
Yeah. Like, you know, like how do they start? Like exactly what are they? What happens if you hold them in? Like just stuff you'd want to, like everything you'd want to know about them, which by the way, I don't think that book exists, but I did find a book about this guy self-published a book on Amazon called Never Trust a Fart. And it's six
short stories of shitting himself.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Just his like bros, their like best shit themselves story. Dude, was cackling.
That's a great idea.
It's unbelievable, and it's like the guy who wrote it. It's very like I don't know how to explain it. You know when like I honestly can't think of a way to explain it. But he just, I guess he not like uses cliches, but he uses like. And like Dale is a red blood, like any red blooded American man has had a close brush with, you know, and he like it, dude, it's so
people
funny.
Shitting themselves stories are like the best.
Oh, dude, they hold up.
I don't know who it was. I'm trying to remember who it was. You remember the guy, he shit himself on a train and then had to throw his pants out the window of the, no one remembers this?
Was this somebody we know?
I feel like it's either somebody we know or a Barstool guy, and I can't remember.
At least he got rid of his underwear.
He was on a...
Dude, the stories I'm reading, everyone fails to ditch the shitty underwear. One guy goes on a date. He's like in college. He's like on a date with this girl. And it's like set long enough ago.
I'm sorry to cut you. Who the fuck is shitting? Who's risking a fart on a date?
Dude.
This is crazy. Everybody does the same thing. You wait until the date's over and then you uncork one.
He was on his way to the date. He was walking over and it like
yeah, all right. Right before the date, you gotta let it out.
You get back and he was late. He was running late. And you get enough backstory where he builds up the characters. He's like, Dale's a hardworking man. He's working two jobs. Any hardworking man has to eat fast food. There's no way around it. And his stomach was like, and he uses a lot of like gurgle, gurgle, bloch. And it's like,
he's Hemingway.
Oh, dude.
Very easy. Yeah, really short sentences, four word sentences.
They're so good. And it'll be like, and then he gambled. He thought he could get away with it. He goes, I got this one licked. And it was just like splat. And he just shit himself already late, goes into the door. This is the first story. I won't give away the other ones. I've read four, and after the fourth, I'm like, I think I get it. I start reading the next one. I'm like, this is so fucking funny. But yeah, he shit himself heading up to the date. It was already late. The girl was all made up in the dorm room with her roommate. And he was like, oh, guys, I'm sorry. I got to hit the bathroom. And he took off his shitty underwear. It was all contained. And he saw this big window out of the dorm. He could have thrown the shitty underwear out, tried to flush it. Underwear, the toilet backs up.
Of course.
He climbed out the window, got on a tree, and just escaped. And the girls thought he was in the bathroom the whole time. So then after like 35 minutes, he wasn't answering. So they called the fire department. The fire department kicked down the door. There was just shitty underwear floating in the toilet. And he just never talked to the girl ever again.
He was an apparition. Yeah, yeah. It was a fart demon. Yeah. It was a shit demon.
He's like, now Steve's a family man through and through. And it's like a guy taking his family to a football game who shits his pants. It's so funny, dude. It's so funny.
I shit my pants before the Super Bowl.
Did
in
you?
Sixth grade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was trying to cut weight. Got vicious diarrhea from not eating or eating some crazy shit. And then right when we drove the whole way to the field, I shit.
You went to the Super Bowl in sixth grade.
It was what we call the Super Bowl. It was just pony football.
Yeah, what you mean?
And I shit. Yeah, I was in sixth grade. I was playing in the Super Bowl. I was trying to cut weight for the bowl.
I thought you were just at the Super Bowl spectating.
No, the Rams Titans. That was sixth grade Super Bowl. Titans weren't going to let me play unless I cut weight.
No. Good fucking God, dude.
Dying. We had fucking long
no
penis,
running.
Cheating.
Immediately, everybody sprinting around.
I mean, dude, you can't not run. It's absolute war.
Long penis with the
cheating.
One
bro.
Of the all-time cheats.
Cheating.
Long penis is Sean Gardini. He called himself.
I was not cheating.
You were not cheating?
No, I was playing by the rules.
Okay.
Running.
Running.
No, I was moving swiftly.
Running.
They're walking swiftly.
I will say I had a trick where people get too close to me. I'm like, dude, my fucking gun's not even working. I did it to you, Andy, five times.
Also, Andy really held down the Terminator 2. his moniker, he really lived up to it. You just see him fucking walking around at just walking right at people.
There's a move you go, dude, my fucking shit's off. And as soon as Andy walked past me, I'd be like, bah, 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 bah.
Snake.
Total snake. Sorry, Andy. I did that to like five different people. I'd be like, fucking shit's not even working, dude. As soon as someone got the drop on me, I'd be like, what the fuck? This shit sucks.
Every alliance went out the window.
Really?
Yours was the only one that stayed true.
Who betrayed you?
Right away, I asked him to ally.
I never shot you once.
Spider did not ally with me.
Spider?
I allied. I didn't shoot you.
Mother spider.
Yeah, he spelled spied.
Like, I'm gonna come back wet from a shower.
My hair's
fucking bookstore out of shower. You wouldn't believe it.
I told you my one friend in an absolute the most depraved move was with visiting with a girlfriend, hanging with the family, ducked off, hit the fucking wash, reunited back with the family, wet hair and all, and was like, "What's up, guys?" Like, the craziest fucking move. But yeah, I'm like pulling up.
The
mood
struck. He was just sitting there with his family, and he was like,
"He was with her family."
Yeah, just all right. I'm gonna head out for a minute.
He got the itch. Yeah, he was like, ended up being late. Like, it was like they were down there like to visit.
She was just jacked off in the car,
bro.
Which would have been crazy.
That
would have been psychotic.
That's, I mean, dude, hitting, being like, "Yo, if you guys will excuse me."
Yeah.
With your own family, it's like, okay, it's still nuts, but with like someone else's family, that is a wild. I mean, I know, you know, all respect goes to the fucking move. It's a sick move.
Powerful break out.
Like, our family's kind of stress me out.
I'm going to go get jacked off by a sex slave. All right. And I'm back.
And fully bathed in like wet hair and shower.
Just coming back in laughing at what they're laughing at.
Smelling totally just different.
Drenched.
You just reek of dollar store lotion. Yeah, he was drenched. Drenched and just fucking totally relieved.
Yo, I hugged a guy this weekend that was drenched.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why was he drenched?
I don't know. Because it was raining. It was raining at the Super Bowl before we got in. And the guy came in from outside. And I was standing in line. He was like, "Shane, I'm a big fan." I was like, "God damn, dude. You're fucking soaked."
Dude, that fucking Gatorade they dumped on the coat.
Knew it had to have gone through. It was a spurt. It was right when I was getting out of the car. So people were just watching me walk away. And I tied my hoodie around my waist.
Oh.
Like a fucking weirdo.
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's a it's an archetype.
It's an absolute. I mean, what else can you do?
Dude, a guy who was taking his family in. I will spoil another story. He was taking his family into the game. He's like, "I got to take a dump." And he's doing like a quick walk away. And his wife had just given him a talk about like, no letting kids pull your finger and farting. Like, we got to set a better example for our kids. He's like, "For sure.
No more of that."
For sure. And he goes to run. And the funniest part is every guy, the way he describes like guys getting away with it, being like, "Yeah, I didn't shit myself this time." And then he's just being like, "Oh, no." And it was like cold out, and he just tied a sweatshirt around his waist and just sat. He like ditched his boxers, sat like that. And it's like his whole family, "Are you cold?" He's like, "I'm fine." He was contained in the mess.
Come on, man. It's football weather.
But even him, dude, he didn't. What would you do if you shit your pants in a parking lot? You'd throw them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Stash them under the driver's seat of his car. And then his daughter, who was a teenager, has her learner's permit. She's like, "I'll drive home." And she opens the door and everyone's like, "Oh my God." And he just kept being like, "Must be a dirty diaper. I don't know what it is." And she reached back to pull the seat back and just hit the shitted drawers and was like, mad the wives get in these stories. It's so
funny. I sympathize with the wives. I'd be furious.
Dude, just go throw your fucking underwear somewhere else. Yeah, it is. I mean, dude, Never Trust a Fart might be a literary masterpiece. So good.
Yeah, I have to check that out.
I wanted to bring it so I could just give you the passages are so funny.
Yeah,
it'd
be nice.
But I won't spoil it for
you. We probably got some good shit your pants stories out of this crew. It looks like so we got some bruisers in this squad.
Yeah, Lamise, when's the last time?
Come on, man. Nah, I'm not a pants
shitter. You never shit your pants?
I don't really shit my pants like that.
You don't really?
No, when you say you don't really, I mean, the last time I shit my pants was like sixth grade. It's not like I really shit my pants.
Last year, carnivore diet, shit my pants.
By the way, as I was saying it, I realized that's a complete one.
And you were camping. I was fully camping. After fucking 2 minutes, it was time to camp, dude. I don't know how they were running.
I was camped, and then I would run and gun. I would just get hit 50 fucking times.
You were hitting the laydown, which was a nice move.
Laydown was pretty.
That sounds like that's against the rules. Yeah. So that sounds like he that's was against lying. The rules. He was laying five. Down.
He's going, my fucking pack doesn't work.
that's what Chris keeps saying. Chris keeps saying his gun was broken. That's why he didn't do good.
He was RoboCop. They changed his name to RoboCop.
I was wondering that.
Wait, his gun wasn't working, but he didn't come in very last place, did he?
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
The one, it happened to be the one female that was brought on.
The pregnant female.
Dead last by a wide margin. I don't think she must not have been holding. She is 8 months pregnant, which is.
I felt terrible. I was laying.
That's why you want the running around. Someone's going to bump into it. The worst thing you want is something terrible
Dude,
to happen at a
I
fucking
like,
laser
real,
tag.
I startled the shit out of her. I was laying down behind a corner. She walked. I went, boom, 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 boom. She went, ah! I was like, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Dude, if she does give birth in a laser tag, that's America's next emperor.
Yeah, it is.
He's chosen by God.
True.
If you give birth under the artificial fog and black lights of a laser awesome. Tag.
Just mean that that's your first image coming out into the world.
Surrounded by team fats. Everyone's sweaty with packs on.
My thing is, I'd be still racking up major points.
Yeah, bubbles.
I'd be sitting there hitting her fucking sensors while she's giving
Every
birth.
Every single person would be standing there going, all right, dude, it's fucking time out.
Have some fucking respect. Do it, do it, do it. Yo, my pack's deactivated. You can't even shoot me right now.
Matt, I shot you at the buzzer.
You betrayed.
I shot you at the buzzer. It was you, me, and James standing there. They're going, 3, 2.
probably knocked me out of fun. I thought one of them hit me.
No, that was me. At the buzzer, I shot you. I betrayed you.
Wow.
I just want you to know, but this is me coming clean.
I appreciate you coming
obviously,
clean.
Obviously, Blazer Tag is a game of nothing but treachery. There was one ultimate cheater.
Long penis.
Just so happened to be the champion.
Bro.
You cheated.
It was crazy. End of it, there was a bookstore. And I was like, I told you there's a bookstore up here, dude. And he's like, yeah, whatever, man. I go into the bookstore. It was the worst layout I've ever seen where, you know, those like in like the Hogwarts library or any old library, there's like giant ladders and the books are stacked super high. Most of the books were like as high as your fucking ceiling. And they're like, you can't get on the ladders. It's like, well, I don't know what's up there. So how could I even ask? It was like, and then they were like going over these old like antique maps. So anytime I try to get to the other end, I'd be like, excuse me, guys. And they would be like, okay. And then like move out of the way. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck, man? Trying to buy some books from your fucking store. Anyway, it's pissing me off. But the thing that made me laugh was I'm out there. I forgot my belt this weekend.
I forgot my belt this weekend.
Dude, and I was telling the mayor, I had a flashback to when you were in New York and you were just like, you show me your closet and there was like 40 belts. And I'm like, damn, you have so many belts. You're like, I got to get a new belt like every week because I forget them. And I remember I told the mayor, I confessed. I was like, bro, that was like the most jealous I've ever gotten, being like, that's so fucking sick, dude. You have so many, just getting that many belts out of necessity.
By the way, I don't even buy the belts. I go to, well, sometimes when I'm on the road, I have to buy a belt.
Yeah.
I usually just go home and steal Phil's belts.
Do you?
Every time I'm home, I steal Phil's belts. And then I forget them. I never take them on the road. So then I'm like, I need a belt.
I was just laughing, being like, dude, that's so sick to have so many belts. And then like, because the one time I had to buy a belt on the road, I was like, dude, it's all happening, bro. I have a belt from traveling.
Yeah, you made it.
I thought it was so sick. Yeah. I thought it was so sick.
It's nothing compared to my elite life.
We got to save the tales for the book.
True.
You should take this.
I'm
going to
write
like
8
Simon
short stories
of
just one guy. You've got nothing on me.
Take this to Simon and Schuster.
I feel like there's guys that shit their pants a lot. Like, didn't Del Callo talk about it a lot?
I think so. Dude, the stats on it are staggering, dude. It's like 10% of the adult population shits themselves like every couple months. It's something insane. When's the last time you shat yourself?
Proud to be part of the 10%.
You're a 10%er?
Yeah, I'm a 10%er. And it happens so often, I can't even recall like the last time.
Really?
Yeah.
But not like turds or nothing.
Yeah, no one's dropping full logs. It's just diarrhea.
I don't think I've ever dropped a full log, but I've squirted out some diarrhea probably on a monthly, once a month.
I bet you guys I bet you guys are shitting your pants at the creek in the cave a lot when you guys are out.
Yeah, I probably have shit my pants.
Lemaire, why are you acting like this isn't you?
I don't shit my pants.
When's the last time you did? Or just had a messy fart that counts.
A messy fart is what we're talking about.
I try not to like fart. I fart in my sleep. You know?
This is
Lemaire, you
stink fucking rooms.
Last week we stopped the podcast and he had his shit for a half an hour. we had to wait. And he tried to go across the street.
But that
shit
was because
too.
I was poisoned by Nate. We got poisoned by Nate.
I feel like you have to be poisoned a lot.
You got to get poisoned a lot.
No, dude, I'm good at holding it and like not pooing before I poop before I go out. Except for last week. Last week was a shame pool. What was that?
Two shit breaks. Tried to go across the street to shit. On the clock. Tried to go across the street. We had a bathroom right there. We're like, no. You got to shit on site.
How was the episode received?
Fun topic that I came across the other day. There's a restless leg medication that's been causing women to do like horrible sexual stuff. So like there's just
I know
like,
someone that's taking some restless leg.
Really? Watch them, dude. It's like there was ladies who were taking it, like 50, 40, 60 year old ladies who were on this medication, and then like they would fake go to work and just like show their tits to strangers and like they would start trolling for sex.
You got restless tits syndrome.
Yeah, restless tits.
You gotta get those things out.
Dude, it would be like one of your aunts would just take these meds and just like leave Sunday mass and start like trolling a city and trying to get blowjobs to strangers off the meds for like a couple years.
Shout out to Big Pharma for that one.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Big Pharma.
And then they came off of it, and they were just like, what the fuck did I do? Symptoms went away immediately. Imagine, dude, if, like, three of your aunts were just gobbling, dude, for, like, 3 years. Hitting, like, the L in Philly and just fucking, like...
Oh, my God. It's a nice lady, just a normal lady.
Dude, kids are in college. You take the restless leg meds, and you just cheat on your fucking husband, like, 45 times in a year. You just meet dudes at the Home Depot bathroom and just fucking blow them in the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I read a whole thing about it. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I had RLS. Thank fucking God. I think, actually, maybe I did take that for a while. I might have been on the RLS for my entire 20s and some of my teens.
God damn restless legs and you're throwing the whole room off. Me and you get talk about that every day. You guys aren't together? What the fuck? Why are you guys touching elbows? You're throwing me off. You're throwing the whole room off. fuck.
Just finally getting out of like a multi-month bomb.
Immediately spilling water in your eye.
Splashing fucking water in my eye. I know. Yeah. Not the first time. The other time, I just straight up missed my mouth and just poured it all down my shirt and the little boy. And it was like,
that was the RLS medicine.
That might have been the RLS medicine.
You took a facial.
I was thinking about my next victim, dude. Yeah. My next suck. There's a Western version of that where it's basically like primal stuff. There's like a theocracy, then a king, then they go to democracy. And after every democracy, they rise to the top. And every civilization crumbles. Time for the gas, man.
Time out for the game.
Hold on, guys. Okay.
Yeah, for the record, that was Oscar Wilde, not James Joyce.
That sounded like some Oscar Wilde bullshit, if I'm being honest. James Joyce. I mean, actually, it's funny because that, he doesn't cover that specifically, but so in the book, it's like, it's based on Finnegan's Wake, but also the main character is like the, I didn't know the city of Dublin is like shaped on a hill that's kind of like resembles an old, they say like a giant is sleeping in the ground that like, they're like his head's on one side of the city and his feet's on the other side. So he's writing a novel about that guy who's like a giant in the ground, but then it's going to be really hard to explain, but he gives forth two sons that are kind of like the classic Cain and Abel.
He gives forth two sons.
Him, HCE and
Love
ALP.
When you talk about books.
Dude, it's so sick. But there's like these two brother figures. So like Jesus Christ, I have a poor understanding, but basically the guy is not Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's coming back to life and they go, Finnegan, rest. We have a new father. And then it's this guy who's like apparently also a hill, but who's also a guy. She like does something kind of perverted in a park to this young girl. He gets me too'd basically.
What?
Yeah. He gets me too'd. There's these fucking hot ladies and it's all about how like, man is always going to fall to the sniz. That's like the one theme. Like it's going to happen. Man's going to fall to the sniz. And then dudes were like getting propelled by these forces that are always going to make us fight each other. Every civilization is going to collapse. And he just kind of just like jumps in and out of like time. And it's really cool of like different warriors and these two brothers, Shem and Sean. Shem is like, he's the deep writer type. No one will ever love him.
Yeah,
but he's the only one connected to the truth, and there's Sean who's just like killing it, and they're always fighting and killing each other. It's fucking tight. But sorry, it's a
again, I'm just going off Joseph Campbell's interpretation.
I don't want to get confused with Joseph Campbell's interpretation. All it I is care about though. Is interpretations.
That's all you can do with Finnegan's Wake.
There's nothing else.
That's all you can do. But that's when I've been reading that at night and just been absolutely in heaven, just going back and forth between like, oh, that's what that means. Oh, fuck, dude, the thunderfish. I never even thought of the thunderfish.
Of course.
It's fucking awesome.
Of course he means the thunderfish. What is the thunderfish doing? Great for the sinus. Me and Lamise went to town on him.
We had about two cocktails.
Me and Lamise went nuts on him. Then I went to the airport the next day, and there's one there, and I ate some at the airport. I ate some before departure at like 11 a.m. I was like... And it's one of those like where the restaurant's like basically in the walkway, like there's just a tiny fence separating you. So people were just walking by at 11 a.m. I'm like,
fuck, just going back for it.
Just kept going for it. I don't know. Horseradish doesn't fuck my stomach up.